Rashi tells us that when Hashem wanted to redeem the Yidden from Mitzrayim, He checked their spiritual level, and He saw that they were lacking schusim, they were lacking merits to enable them to leave Mitzrayim. So He gave them two mitzvahs, as schusim, to enable them to have enough merits to leave Mitzrayim. And these two mitzvahs were Dam Pesach and Dam Milah. On that night, they brought the Korban Pesach and performed Bris Milah, and that gave them the schusim to be able to leave Mitzrayim. And the Lev Arye in Chulin asks, why specifically were these two mitzvahs picked? What was different about Pesach and Milah that these mitzvahs were chosen to enable Klal Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim? And he answers, we know there is a concept of Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Moleko. Hashem does not give reward in this world for the mitzvahs that we do. And the Tfuah Shor explains the logic behind this is that since if someone is mevatel a mitzvah, he neglects to perform a mitzvah, there is no punishment in this world for that. Therefore, in the reverse, if he does perform a mitzvah, he also does not receive reward in this world. It goes hand in hand. If there is no punishment in this world for not performing it, then there is also no reward in this world for performing it. He says that according to this, since if one is over a lav, there is a punishment in this world, one who is over a lav will receive kares or malchus. Therefore, it would follow that someone who is not over a lav, he will receive a reward in this world. Since there is a punishment in this world for violating it, there is also a reward in this world for not violating it. With this introduction, we are now able to understand why Hashem specifically picked Pesach and Milah. Hashem was looking for mitzvahs that would give Klal Yisrael a reward in this world to enable them to leave Mitzrayim. But there is an issue, Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Moleko. Therefore, He specifically picked Pesach and Milah, which are unique in that they are the only two mitzvahs which are punishable in this world for not performing them. One who does not bring Korban Pesach and one who does not do Bris Milah are both Chayiv Kares in this world. And since they are punishable in this world for not being Mekayim them, so too one will receive reward in this world for being Mekayim them. So it was specifically Pesach and Milah that Hashem chose, because these are the only two mitzvahs that Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Moleko would not apply. Since there is a punishment in this world for not being Mekayim them, Kares, there will also be a reward in this world for being Mekayim them. And therefore, Pesach and Milah can be a schus in this world to enable Klal Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim. The second word for this week is that Reb Chaim Kanievsky was once asked how many times the name Moshe appears in the Torah. Reb Chaim thought for a few moments and then answered 615 times. The questioner went home and performed a computer search to check if Reb Chaim's answer was really correct. And the search returned a result of 617 times that the name Moshe is mentioned, two more times than Reb Chaim said. However, after analyzing the computer's search results, the questioner realized that Reb Chaim was really correct, because the computer search just checks letters without nekudas. So yes, it's true, the letters Mem, Shin, He appear consecutively 617 times in the Torah. However, by two of those times, the word is not Moshe. In this week's Parsha in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Dalet, the Pasuk says regarding Korban Pesach, V'myimat habayis mihiyois miseh. The word miseh has the letters Mem, Shin, He, but it's not the word Moshe. Also in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk says, Kol ba'al mashe yodai. There too it's the letters Mem, Shin, He, but not the word Moshe. So Reb Chaim was correct in saying that the name Moshe is found only 615 times in the Torah. And the other two times, the word is not Moshe, but rather Miseh and Masheh.